Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Doctors of the USA show. Medical news from America's local doctors. Now your host, Jody Pugh.
And welcome back to another episode of the Doctors of the USA show. We are so glad to have you today. We always try to bring information that is important for everyone to know about when the show that has to do in some way, shape, or form with the health of us and our families. And today we're talking to Bill Long, who is the director of the Center for Radon and Air Toxics in the EPA's Indoor Environments Program. And Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jody. Thanks so much for having us.
It is an honor to have you guys. It's great for us to have a chance to talk about this stuff. And I will tell you that radon is one of those things that freaks me out. And I don't know if that's real scientific terminology, freaking out, but it does, because it is something that is kind of a silent killer. And just right off the bat, tell us what radon is.
Sure. Well, the first thing I want to say is thank you, Jody, for helping get the word out about this. People don't need to be scared about it, but it is a significant public health issue. It's a colorless, odorless gas that comes from the ground. It collects in your homes. It's something people should take care of. The good news is that it's easy to test for and easy to fix.
Right. And so when you said it's easy to test for and easy to fix, let's start with testing. So if
sure.
I've got radon in my home or in my building that I work, wherever it happens to be, and I don't know, we'll talk about where it is more in just a moment, but if I have radon and it's odorless, then the only way that I will know, if I'm not mistaken, is if I actually do test. Is that correct? And if so, how do you test? And who should test?
That's right. Testing, everyone really should test their home for radon. This is a recommendation directly from us, the EPA, and from the Surgeon General. Testing your home is the only way to know if you and your family are at risk. You can't tell based on your neighborhood level. There are some parts of the country that tend to have higher levels, but as I said, the only way to know is to test. You can do it a couple of ways. One, you can do it yourself. You can find easy to use test kits in hardware stores and online. They're readily available. And then you can also hire a professional to do the testing.
Is there any difference there in the sense of if you suspect maybe your neighbor had radon, so you want to go with the professional, or you do the the one that you buy in the hardware store, and if it shows a certain level, then you call the professional, or are they pretty equal, or how do you differentiate those, or how would you recommend differentiating those?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jody. Either way is okay. Typically what happens is when people are buying or selling their home, they'll need a radon test, and that's a common time people will hire a professional as part of a real estate transaction. If you have a little more time, if you're not selling or buying a home, you just want to know and protect your family, either way is fine. We have a great set of recommendations on our website at epa.gov/radon that walk people through that process.
All right. And, you just mentioned your website there. Let me go ahead and throw out there a couple of your resources, just in case people don't get to make it through the entire program here. If you go to epa.gov/radon, I'm looking at it now, tons of information here for you. There's also the EPA on Twitter, and it's Gina EPA, and Gina McCarthy is the EPA administrator, so it's Gina at Gina EPA. You can follow her, the EPA administrator there. And then also, if you go to epa.gov/radon/pub/citguide.html, then there is a citizen's guide to radon, and you can get information there as well, and you'd be able to access that again straight from the epa.gov/radon site. So there are some websites if you're interested in that you can go to. And so once you do a radon test, what will happen? Is it something that you flip a switch, and if it turns green, you're good. If it turns red, you've got radon. And how is it detected, and then what do you do if you do detect it?
Okay, that is a great question. I also want to point out there's a couple more resources I should mention. One is,
yes, please.
People often have a state radon office, and we recommend that they always go to their state program if they have any questions. Again, go to our website, epa.gov/radon, and you can find out who your state contact person is. And I also would mention there's a 1-800 number, 1-800-SOS-RADON, and that's if you have a more in-depth question that you don't see answered on the website. That's always a good resource for people. But Jody, you ask a good question. What does it mean when you get your test results? And I'm going to have to get a little technical here, but we measure radon in picocuries per liter. It's actually a radioactive gas, so this is a radioactive term. And we have an action level of 4 picocuries per liter, and we recommend that if you have a test result at that level or above, that you fix your home. You're at a quite elevated risk of getting lung cancer for you and your family. And that's not to say 4 and below is a safe level. Underneath that level, there is still risk from the radiation in the soil, and we recommend that people consider even fixing between 2 and 4.
Okay, so you check it, you get the test, it comes back that indicates that you should have it fixed. Now, what does that mean? Do we, dig under the house all the soil and replace it with new soil, or? Well, two questions. One, is it from the soil that the radon is sort of seeping into the house? And then if so, like, how do you fix it? Call your local, Craigslist general contractor, or do you call a radon specialist? And what's the process that sort of flows after you've detected that you have too high of a level?
Yeah, that's great. These are good questions, Jody. The way it gets in your home, as you said, is through the soil. It comes in through little cracks and openings in your home that everyone has in the bottom level of their home. It is because of what we refer to as the stack effect in a home. That's most prevalent during the winter heating season when warm air, of course, is rising, and as it rises, your house kind of sucks on the soil, and it sucks in soil gases into your home, and it collects there. The good news is that this is fairly straightforward to take care of. It's not like a lot of other environmental issues that seem complicated and hard to fix. There's an easy way to fix it through essentially a pipe which penetrates your slab and then exits out the top of your house, and then a small low-wattage fan is installed. Typically in the attic, but it can be installed outside as well. That sometimes is a little easier. And it just creates a little slight suction underneath the slab, and it reverses that stack effect and vents the radon gas harmlessly above your home.
Wow, that is so interesting, because we did this interview last year about radon, and I remember it coming from the soil, but I didn't realize, or maybe I forgot, that it's actually sort of that heat effect pulling it, sucking it up from the ground into the house, which is really interesting. And that, for all of the different environmental issues that are dangerous to our families, that might be the simplest fix of all of them, because
I think you're right. And the systems are, it's basically a very simple ingredients. It's PVC pipe and a fan that is, roughly the same wattage as a light bulb. These things last a long time. It's very durable. It's not complicated. Really, the only thing you have to do from there on out is make sure the fan is working and replace it if it needs it periodically. And I think, for your listeners and for the medical professionals, this is such a great preventative step you can take. The test is a very cheap, very easy prevention step you can take to protect yourself and your family from lung cancer. And I also would like to mention smoking is an important role. If you smoke, your risks of getting lung cancer from radon are significantly higher. They kind of have a synergistic effect with each other. So it's a big issue for non-smokers. It's the leading cause of lung cancer for non-smokers. But if you smoke, it's even worse.
Yeah, you know, as you're talking about that, I'm just thinking every primary care physician in the country should probably have a flyer on radon right there in their waiting room. They have the flyers with everything else.
That's right. That's why we're excited to talk about this with you all. You have a great organization. You have great reach into the medical profession. And when we heard you wanted to talk about this again, we were really excited.
Well, it's good for us, too. We just our mission really is to just get that information out there. There's every physician. You know, my wife is a dentist, and I split my time between managing our medical blog and all of that. But I manage her dental practice, too. And if we could just snap our fingers and every person in America understood what periodontal disease was, it would be better. It would just be better. People would be healthier. It would be easier to communicate with patients when they're in the office. If we could snap our fingers and everybody in the country would understand that there is a purpose for dental x-rays and that digital x-rays have such a minimal radiation, it's not like the old days. Every physician has those types of things that they could just snap their fingers if everybody just got it. And
right.
So that's what we're trying
right.
to do. If we could snap our fingers and everybody in America knew how to do a radon test and did one, how many less people would have lung cancer 2 years from now, 5 years
from now? That's so true. And that's a great analogy because, you know, like you say, once you get periodontal disease, it's very hard to deal with once it happens. It's the same thing with lung cancer. Once you get a diagnosis of lung cancer, it's a very tragic prognosis. It's a very low survival rate, hard to treat, and so the smart thing to do is test your home now. If you have a high level, take care of it. It protects you and your family and the rest of the people who will live in that house in the future against radon gas.
Right, exactly. And so I just had one final question for you. Where I live here in Florida, they're building new homes constantly. Everything is just seems like new construction. I'm sure there are radon tests that are performed in these. I say this, I don't know for sure, but I would think that there are radon tests that happen before that home can be sold as part of the sales process. But let's say, for example, that I live in Springfield, America, downtown in my Victorian home. That's, you know, three stories high. Is it more likely that I would have radon there or that I would need a test there versus other types of homes or single story versus multi-level? What about my apartment complex? What about where I work? Like all those different things is, you know, what would you say to the people who live in those different types of scenarios?
That's a great question. I like to say radon is a equal opportunity pollutant. It doesn't really matter what kind of house you have or what style or how old it is. Radon can be a health hazard in any type of home. I would say we do have a radon map on our site. It kind of points you in the direction of where radon is most likely to be a problem. But again, I want to stress, don't rely on that. Test your home. In general, it's more of a problem at lower levels, so 2- and 3-story types of homes. Especially, it tends to be worse the lower down in a house you go. But that's not always the case. You bring up a good point with Florida. You're lucky you have a great radon program in Florida, in the state of Florida. I highly encourage your listeners from Florida to contact them. there is emerging evidence in some parts of Florida and other parts of the Southeast that high-rise dwelling units can have high radon levels. And this sometimes comes from the building materials itself. They have small amounts of radioactivity sometimes in them. They emit radon. And with our tight houses nowadays, with low air exchanges, radon can build up.
Right, right. So that is really good information, too. And ultimately, I think the key here is if you don't like lung cancer, make sure your home is tested for a radon. And obviously, no one likes lung cancer. So I think everybody needs to pay attention to the show here. And let me give those websites again. You've got the EPA radon site, which is epa.gov/radon. And from that site, you can get anywhere you need to be, anything that you need to find on radon. You can find your local state. You can find a map of radon zones. You can find videos. You can find additional things. And I would encourage you to find, once you're on that site, to go ahead and find the Citizen's Guide to Radon. The address for that, if you don't find the link, is epa.gov/radon/pubs/citguide.html. Ton of information there. And then if you'd like to follow on Twitter, Gina McCarthy, who's the EPA administrator, it's at Gina EPA. And one other phone number that if you don't want to worry about getting online, you just want to make a phone call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, R-A-D-O-N, 1-800-SOS-RADON. The great thing that Bill has shared with us about this is that you can just go to the store or get online and order a kit to test. So you don't have to necessarily go out, hire that professional. If you just want a peace of mind, just get online or go down to your hardware store. Ask for a radon kit. They will get that to you. If you can't find it at the store, you absolutely will be able to find it online. And it's not that hard of a process to do. And honestly, doesn't sound like it's that overwhelming of a process to fix if you do have radon. So it's one of those things kind of like brushing and flossing. Hey, brush and floss, you're likely not to get brush and floss, visit your dentist for your cleanings on a regular basis. You're liable not to get this really bad situation in periodontal disease. Or test your home for radon. Get it fixed. It's not that big a deal. You won't have the issues that you may have to deal with if you did have radon. So I think we summarized all that.
Great.
But again, talking to Bill Long, who's the director of the Center for Radon and Air Toxics in the EPA Indoor Environments Program, I suspect, Bill, that you had to have a little bit better than what I have with undergraduate degree and with a C average in business from a local regional state school. You probably had to go on and get the big degree somewhere and have a science background. I'm assuming, are you a physicist or chemist by trade, or do you have a background in science, or you come through
I'm a generalist like you, and primarily radon is a outreach issue. We try to provide technical assistance to our states and partners and to the public, but primarily it's about getting the word out and motivating people to take the action step to protect their families. So we really, I'm deeply grateful that you helped us get the word out today.
You do a great job of that, Bill. I appreciate you being on the show. I'm sure that you share an office right across the hall from Gina McCarthy. You can tell her, it says on her Twitter, she's a Red Sox fan, that my son's Little League team this year is the Red Sox. So when you see her out in the hallway, tell her that. So anyways,
I will do that.
Bill,
she's a big proponent of more action on radon. Great.
That's awesome. Bill, thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. We hope to do this again sometime to just continue to remind everyone of radon and the steps that they need to do to test. And hope we'll talk to you again in the future about it.
Thanks again, Jody. We really appreciate it. And everyone out there, test, fix, and save a life.
All right. Thank you so much. And so really do hope everyone does do the test. You know, just, again, super easy. Just get online. If you want to do it the easiest way, get online, order a kit, test, and at least have some peace of mind there that you don't have it. Or if you do, get it fixed. So appreciate everyone's support. We have continued to grow our audience on not just the podcast. We recently went over 100,000 likes on Facebook. We appreciate that. We love everyone's support. If there's ideas that you have or things that you'd like to know about, you can always just hop on Facebook or Twitter, send us a message. Hey, could you do a show on this, or could you have an answer for this? We look at all of those and appreciate your support. We'll see you again on another episode of the Doctors of the USA soon. Until then, be well.